Governor Terry McAuliffe was in town Tuesday to announce that Deschutes Brewery will build their East Coast plant in Roanoke with plans to be up and running by 2021. Governor McAuliffe joining us right now by phone. Good morning, Governor.
Well, good morning. How are you today, Joey?
I'm fine, thanks. Governor, we appreciate you so much taking time to join us this morning. And obviously, it's been a lot going on around the Roanoke region. The big announcement with Deschutes. Yes. The people must have been really impressed by the turnout we had here on Tuesday. Now, Governor, it seemed like a lot of players on many levels involved in the courtship of Deschutes. If you would touch on that this morning.
Oh, sure. This has been a long time effort of a lot of people being involved to really recruit it. You know, the Roanoke business folks, the regional partnership, our Virginia Department of Economic Development. I personally went out to Oregon, went to visit them at their facility out in Oregon. We've hosted them back here in Roanoke. I've hosted them at the governor's mansion. I mean, this was a full court press by everyone. This was a big win for us. As you know, we beat out Charleston and Asheville. So North Carolina and South Carolina, it really was very tough competition. This is great for the city of Roanoke, not only for the investment of $85 million and the 108 new jobs, but as you know, Joey, it helps on tourism. It just adds excitement. And then a week before, you know, I was in Botetourt County. For a very exciting announcement, a company that we recruited out of Italy that I went over and saw, Eldor, which a fantastic company, is putting 350 new jobs in Botetourt County, which is going to be really spectacular. They're investing $75 million. This is their entrance into the United States of America. And I just think, you know, once they sell their very sophisticated advanced manufacturing equipment, you know, I see that company growing exponentially. So it was a great week in the region, the Roanoke Valley region. We're going to keep doing it. Our economy's humming. I just announced 4.1% unemployment, the lowest we have had since July of 2008. We now have more workers than any time in Virginia history. We've had 25 consecutive months of economic growth. So we're strong, lowest unemployment any state now, Joey, in the entire southeast of the United States of America.
Governor, this is Gene Morano. Good morning. You were very involved in the process for both Deschutes, even getting down to the point where you're drinking beer with the guys and playing Grateful Dead music at the mansion. And also, you do what you have to do. But why did you get so involved in these processes? And does your business background, you think, help in landing some of these deals?
We're active in this. You know, we recruited Stone. I put a caterator in the governor's. Listen, you got to – competition is tough. And listen, you go to our South, North Carolina, their tax corporate. I tried to lower the corporate tax rate, as you know, this year, and the General Assembly, unfortunately, did not follow my advice. I wanted to take it from 6 to 5.75. Because if you go to North Carolina, their tax rate's gone from 6 to 5, it's going to 4, and ultimately 3, possibly, with triggers. So, Gene, if you've got that issue, you know, we've got to do everything we can to offset lower corporate taxes in neighboring states. So I really engage in these things. I enjoy doing it. I started my first business when I was 14. I had to do it before I was going to be able to go to college. And I've started 30 companies. I've seen ups and downs in business, as everybody does. That's part of life. And so I really engage in this. And when they were coming to visit me in the governor's mansion, I hosted them for dinner. At 7 in the morning, I was flying to an economic development announcement in Northern Virginia. I called my secretary of ag. I said, listen, I want a Deschutes keg in that kegerator tonight. And I want signs up. Virginia is for Deschutes lover all over the mansion. And these guys love Grateful Dead and go out and get, I'll personally pay for it, get the best Grateful Dead music you can. We're going to play it. We're going to give them a little box of that music. And we sat there for 3, 4, 5 hours and built a real bond. And by the end of it, I had a handshake from the owners saying, you know, we know that Virginia, you know, for a company, they want to know that the community, and we really want them. And then, you know, you had that whole great internet thing you had down there, the shoots to Roanoke. I think, you know, you did a great job of that. And the announcement, Gene, you're exactly right. I've been to 630 economic development announcements. I've never seen a crowd as big as what you had down there in Roanoke. And I got to tell you, I sat next to the owner, Gary, and he said, this is why we came. This is the excitement. Now let's make sure when they open, everybody goes and buys their beer.
Exactly.
We're speaking with Governor Terry McAuliffe this morning on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News. Governor, this is Joey again. And do you see the deal with Deschutes as leading other craft brewers to consider Virginia? And how much, Governor, did quality of life issues here in the Roanoke Valley matter to Gary Fish and the others at Deschutes?
Well, quality of life, I got to tell you, and I've visited a lot of craft brewers, and I'm negotiating some other big ones to Virginia. We're not done yet. The Deschutes announcement was our 144th craft brewery. We're going to continue to do it, as I say. It's really creating us as the East Coast capital now for craft breweries. That's a great incentive. I mean, you know, last year, $22.4 billion of tourism income, 217,000 jobs related to tourism. This all goes to help you do that. And I think the quality of life down in Roanoke Valley, they love the city of Roanoke. That's what they look for because, you know, I went out to their facility in Bend, Oregon. You know, it is a real community operation out there in Bend, Oregon. Oregon. Deschutes is part of Bend, Oregon. I mean, it is Bend, Oregon. And I think they see that sort of that same connection to the community, to be involved in charitable and community activities. It all goes hand in hand. These are great corporate citizens. You know, I love all these craft brewers. You know, they're all former band members. I mean, they're just a great group. But what I also love, to be honest with you, Joey, is, you know, when we were having dinner at the Governor's Mansion, one of the largest bottlers and marketers of beer in America is Premium, the Reyes family. I happen to know them. I picked up the phone at dinner, handed the phone over to these guys and said, you got to market the Deschutes beer. You know, this stuff all helps us do what we have to do to show they want to be successful. They're a very cautious company. This was a big deal for them to make a decision to come to the East Coast of the United States of America. Now we are the hub, but you know Roanoke and their team. I mean, listen, it was against Asheville and Charleston, and we had some very very stiff competition. But the community and the community spirit and the whole effort, as I say, on the internet and getting people to sign up, and you know that really helped.
Governor, I want to ask you before we've got about a minute or so left. After the announcement, I asked you a question, you talked about regions and localities working together to land jobs, not working in silos. Can you expand upon that a little bit?
Yeah, couldn't stress this more. As I say, you look at our economy. When I became governor, I inherited one of the largest deficits of Virginia history. We now have the largest surplus. I took that surplus and put $1 billion into education. Because, listen, at the end of the day, we have been shortchanging education since the Great Recession and sequestration. We need more teachers. We need more quality teachers. We need to be building skill sets so our children are actually graduating with skills to go into the workforce. You cannot do that alone. You have to do that community-wide. You have to do that region-wide. When I recruit a business, they're not just looking at a city. They're looking at the entire region. And I think far too long, you hit it right on the head, there have been too many silos. We've got to knock those down when a business comes to a region. Eldor going to Botetourt County is going to be great for the city of Roanoke. All of this works together. I was just last night at a big community forum in Norfolk for the seven regions down there in Hampton Roads. They have been operating in the silos for years. And my point is, when you work together, first of all, economy is a scale. You don't all need to be spending money on the same things. If you all got together, you could save money. But number two, you are bigger bang for the buck when you're all working together. So I think what we've done is really try and knock down silos. And all the money I've put in education for workforce development and our community colleges and so forth, all is aimed toward growing, diversifying the Virginia economy, getting away from this federal government, you know, all, which is great, the defense money, but we got to diversify cyber and data. You can only do that when you're acting regionally. And more importantly for me, when we act as a state, I go out and market Virginia every single day. And inside Virginia are many different great qualities working together.
Governor McAuliffe, last question for you before you have to go. Yep. Can we look for more exciting announcements from you in the future during your last couple of years in office?
Well, we've knocked the cover off the ball. We've done 630. I've shattered every record on capital investment. No governor's even been close to $11 billion in their first 25 months in office. But the way I look at it, I'm just warming up. I'm excited. We've got a lot of big projects that we're trying to bring in. I was probably the most traveled governor in the country. I went all over the globe. I think I've done close to 15 trade missions, China, Japan, Korea, Middle East, all over. This is what I love to do. This is why I ran for governor. Keep the partisan petty politics away from me. When you come visit me, I have one question. Does this help create a job? I am a very fiscally conservative, pro-business Democrat. I am socially progressive. Leave people alone. Let women make their own choices. What you do is you got to make your own decisions on your life. My job is to create an environment, open and welcoming, the best state in America to do business. We live in the greatest state and the greatest nation on earth. There's not a business we can't bring to Virginia if we all work together on it.
Thank you, Governor.
Governor McAuliffe, we really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, and hopefully we can do this again down the road.